either one of you guys. I mean, was the 10 will start just a little deceiving? I mean, it looked like maybe it was going to be too easy. Because then they didn't give up. And I know that's still early, but it looked like they were going to have trouble scoring at all at first.
Coach told us they were a scrappy team, you know. But we tried to come out with energy because the past couple of games we've been starting a little bad, so we knew we had to just carry it over into the second half, too.
It seemed like you guys, every time they creep back in it, you guys make a run. How did you guys do that in terms of making a run every time that they got close?
We just stayed together. I mean, we knew that they were going to have a run anytime. That was the coaches told us all the time, like, stay together, you know, like, next possession, like, don't worry about the score, just play with your teammates, that you're going to get the win if you guys play together, and that's what we do.
Having DJ come in off the bench, he kind of caught a little bit of a streak there at the end. Did that kind of ignite a little bit of energy in y'all, or seeing
Definitely, man. We're trying to get back to being happy for our team, be happy for your teammates. We always say celebrate the assist. So when we see DJ get in and get a shot, we see him get going, we know, like, it's game time. When he gets going, he's unstoppable. So we try to play with him.
Y'all kind of fed off that energy to close it out?
Yeah, we fed off the energy a lot. When he hit the three in the corner, yeah, we fed off that a lot.
Howard, how much momentum does this team have right now? You backed up the LSU win with a win here tonight, and now I'm trying to keep the streak going.
I feel like we can go on a good winning streak. I feel like we're on a roll as far as getting back to having fun with each other. Like, as far as just celebrating with each other, don't worry about your shot. Lead an assist to another assist, you know, as far as that goes. So I feel like we're doing good.
Robert, pretty big discrepancy with you guys in rebounding, winning the rebounding game. And I know late it seemed like you guys were getting a lot of good rebounds, at least defensive rebounds. So how big did that end up coming up tonight, especially late?
That was really big. A bunch of guys got some key rebounds at the end that we needed, not even just to get shots up, just to secure the ball, hold it, stall time. So we needed all of those.
I mean, good first half. Did you feel like you were getting the shots
where
you wanted?
I mean, honestly, I just was being aggressive. I mean, Coach Kenny talked about attack all the time. I just was using my side, and thanks to my teammates, they found me in the right spot, in the right position, and I just took advantage of that.
You guys had a lot of plays where you might, like, especially a team like Missouri that's had the losses they've had, where you might feel like you put them away with a dunk or Gilbert, you know, hit a couple of threes, but they just kept bouncing back. And could you see that there was going to be a lot of fighting them?
I mean, they play hard all the time. Like, if you see all the games they have played so far, they never give up. Like, they played at the beginning of the season, they lost some close game, but no matter what the score are, like, what the season record is, like, they still playing hard. And, I mean, that's what you had to do. You know, you had to keep going. And we knew they're going to play hard tonight, and we just needed to stay together.
Robert, how would you describe Edmond's shot? His three-pointer, I should say.
Oh, sweet, man. I love kicking on the bomb, man. It's sweet. I kick on the bomb, like, I might give me one. I know he got me. That's an assist. I count.
You, Tony, in terms of
I mean, every time he shot it, is for me, it's like he's going in all the time. Like, he doesn't look like he's gonna shoot it, but when he does, like, it just the sound when he made it, it just sweet, like he say.
Are you worried that you were on the pace you were with rebounding, and you had 10-7 really, really quickly, and then 10 by the halftime?
No, actually, when I got subbed out at first, one of my teammates was like, Frank. He always talks to me. He watches the game, tells me what I need to do. He's like, you got 3 rebounds already. I'm like, all right, bro, like, this is my rebounding game. I plan to get every rebound anyway, so I was just attacking the boys.
I mean, how much easier does it make the big jobs just when he's able to clean up the glass like that and get easy jumps like that? Just how much easier does it make you
guys? It's just great. I mean, like, you know you're going to miss that. I mean, you don't want to miss a shot, but, like, when you have a guy like Robert, you expect him to get it all the time. Like, when I see the double team, I just shoot it. Like, okay, like, if I make it good, if I don't make it, I know he's going to get it. That's what we talk about. I was like, you better stay there. Like.
Tony, as a guy who's been in the starting lineup and come in off the bench, when you kind of have a streak coming off the bench and you get that starting opportunity again, or you even get in off the bench, is there a little pressure at first to make the most of your minutes? Is that something you kind of have to even out in your mind?
No, there's no pressure at all. I mean, Coach Kenny, he always had trust in me, and he believed in me, and that's huge for me. You know, when I had someone who look at me and say, I know you can do this, we're going to start you this time, and you're going to start from the bench. I mean, I don't care if I start, I don't care if I come from the bench. Like, I always going to give my best. I always going to give what I can do, because he care about me, and I care about him, so that's all I can do for him.
Tony,